USA News, I'm Lance Prime. An angry mob broke into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office yesterday, disrupting official government business. Seven were arrested after getting on their knees and shouting and demanding more money be put into PEPFAR. That is the HIV AIDS relief program. The money for the global AIDS program ends September 30th, unless reauthorized. Speaker McCarthy was not injured in the incident. The biggest tech monopoly trial since the Department of Justice challenged Microsoft more than 20 years ago is set to begin today. The trial is a chance for the Department of Justice to prove it can bring a successful anti-monopoly case in the modern digital age to Google. The case is expected to last 10 weeks. Presidential candidate Donald Trump wants the federal judge in D.C. presiding over his alleged 2020 election subversion case to recuse herself.
Former President Trump's legal team filed a recusal motion on Monday targeting U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. They raised concerns about her impartiality, citing her prior statements, including a suggestion that Trump should be prosecuted and imprisoned. Chutkan, a former assistant public defender, was nominated to the bench by President Barack Obama. Chutkan has stood out as one of the toughest punishers of January 6th defendants. She has often handed down prison terms in January 6th cases that are harsher than Justice Department prosecutors recommended. I'm John Schaefer.
Disney and Charter have reached a deal ending the blackout of ESPN. The agreement restores channels including ESPN to Charter's nearly 15 million subscribers, and it allows the cable operator to provide the Disney Plus and ESPN Plus streaming services to its Spectrum pay TV customers. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Tuesday underway. We are USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi. And
maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
An American researcher from New York will now be recovering after rescue crews successfully recovered him from deep in a Turkish mountain cave.
Mark Dickey was stuck in a dark cavern in southern Turkey for the better part of a week while cave diving doctors and rescuers from around the world came in to help. Ultimately, doctors decided Dickey would be able to make parts of the climb out himself while being pulled on a stretcher part of the way as well. Dickey was on a cave mapping expedition and suffered severe stomach pain and bleeding and was too ill to continue. It's still unclear what caused his problem. I'm Ryan Daniels.
An updated COVID-19 vaccine has been signed off by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The new vaccine is seen as a way to fight off the new Omicron subvariant of the coronavirus. The booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech have been approved for people 12 and older, but can also be approved for people 6 months to 11 years old for emergency use. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, a group of independent experts that advises the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on its vaccination decisions, will meet on Tuesday. After the CDC director signs off on these, the updated vaccines could become available very quickly. I'm John Schaefer.
The Kremlin announced North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin for an official state visit. The statement said they'll meet in the next few days. Appreciate you being there, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.